Lord, if I lead you to your Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When John heard in prison that what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those who are born of women, no one has risen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I begin, I have to share with you that standing here is probably the farthest thing that I ever expected I would be doing. Ministering and having something worthy of saying, I hope. But as I prepared my thoughts during this Advent season, as we approach the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, I reflected on that role of fatherhood, and I couldn't help but think of my own children's birth. In fact, today my oldest daughter, Hillary, has a birthday, and then my own role as a father. And that caused me to think about Joseph. I realized how little I knew about him, and yet what an important role he had in Jesus' early life. I couldn't help but wonder how Joseph must have felt to be given such an enormous responsibility by God as the earthly father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything we know of Joseph comes from the Bible, and the mention of him there is underwhelming at best. The 13 New Testament books written by Paul, the epistles, make no mention of him at all. Nor does the Gospel of Mark. It's not until we read the Gospel of Matthew and Luke that we know that Joseph was the legal father of Jesus. In fact, Matthew goes to great lengths placing his complete genealogy in the Bible. And that genealogy was important to the Jews because it demonstrated his lineage back to Abraham and fulfilled many of the Old Testament prophecies written about the Messiah. Joseph was a direct descendant of King David. But what about the man Joseph? How do we know him? Luke tells us that he kept the laws of Judaism and was an honorable and faithful man, well respected in his community. Well, he was probably a man of meager means, not well educated or read, but he was known as a skilled carpenter in the small town of Nazareth. Joseph spent time teaching his trade to his son, as well as providing Jesus' early spiritual training. Before beginning his ministry, Jesus is often described as working and being taught by Joseph in his carpenter shop. I recall an early movie that I watched as a child that stayed with me, where Joseph is in his shop working, and he's asked by a friend who stops by, "Where is your son? And why isn't he here helping you with your work?" Joseph calmly and knowingly replies that Jesus is about his Father's business. According to Luke, Joseph observed the holy days. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. It was through Joseph's sensitivity and obedience to God that he fulfilled the role of protector and guardian of Jesus. Of all the men in Israel, God had chosen Joseph to raise his only son. Joseph's influence during those early years of Jesus' life must have been incredible. But let me go back. Before Joseph knew anything of Jesus or God's plan, he was engaged to a young woman named Mary, a virgin. Now, according to Matthew, after his marriage to Mary, Joseph discovered that she was already pregnant. But being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, he decided quietly to divorce her. He knew that if he did so publicly, she would likely be stoned to death. And then I realized that this may have been the first time that Joseph saved Jesus' life. It's interesting to me that Joseph made this decision to divorce Mary came before the angel appeared to him and told him that the child Mary carried was the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Can we imagine the faith in God that Joseph must have had required to accept this word? We know that Joseph did keep Mary as his wife, and he took her with him to Bethlehem to register with the Roman government. We know little of their journey, but after Jesus' birth in Bethlehem and the adoration of the Magi, some 12 days later, an angel appeared again to Joseph and was told, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt. Remain there until I tell you, for King Herod searches for the child to destroy him." This is the second time Joseph saved Jesus' life. For he did leave that night for Egypt with Mary and Jesus and remained there until the death of Herod. For Herod was alarmed by the prospect of a rival king, and he ordered the death of all the children in and around Bethlehem who were two or younger to death. Later, when Herod died, an angel again appeared to Joseph, and this time telling him he could return to the Holy Land. However, Joseph was fearful of Herod's son and successor, and he decided not to return to Bethlehem, but to settle in Nazareth in Galilee. Again, a decision that fulfilled the prophecies of old, and for the third time, perhaps, saved the life of the Son of God. From this point on, Joseph is never mentioned again in the Bible. Circumstances of his death are not known. Most theologians believe that he died about the time of Jesus began his ministry. And there's no mention of Joseph at the crucifixion. However, I'd like to think that when Jesus spoke of God as being like a loving father, that he was remembering his youth and the unconditional love that he received from his earthly father, Joseph. A father who accepted him as the Son of God, even before he was born, who loved, cared for, and protected him. A father who shared his knowledge, experience, and skills, and who willingly fulfilled the responsibilities of a father to a son. Like many of the heroes in the Bible, Joseph does not appear to have been an exceptional man. Yet God chose him above all other men to be entrusted with the care of his only son. Clearly an exceptional child. Joseph realized from the very beginning that Jesus was much more than his son. Jesus was, in fact, the Son of Man, the Savior of mankind and the Messiah. Amen.